This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management.
Welcome to Your Valuable Home, the show that's about education for homeowners and residential real estate investors, because educated buyers make smart choices on home purchases and improvements. I'm contractor Kevin Kennedy, host of Your Valuable Home.
Hi, and I'm Ron Milk, producer, co-host, and homeowner advocate. If you're a homeowner or have investment real estate, we've got your back.
You'll learn how to choose a contractor, get and compare estimates, check quality construction, and avoid huge upfront payments. We'll share home improvement trends, projects in the works, and homeowner horror stories.
We interview experts from across the country about everything from new building products, homeowners insurance, leveraging home equity, what's hot in real estate, which products make for an unhealthy home, and more.
Your Value of Home airs Sundays at 6 p.m. thanks to Tom Adams Windows and Carpets, with four locations in Churchville, Southampton and Doylestown, and Whitehall in the Lehigh Valley.
Tom Adams is the friendly, family-owned place known for award-winning installation and customer service and a wide selection of windows, doors, flooring, siding, and much more. Tom Adams has been satisfying customers throughout the region for 64 years. Okay, Kev, what time is it?
Time to start the show.
You got it.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
A radio.com station. Now, from the Malamud and Associates Law Studios.
Welcome home to Your Valuable Home with Kevin Kennedy and Ron Milk. Presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you own a home, this show's for you.
And I want to thank our audience for coming back to us at Your Valuable Home here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. And Ron, I'd like to give a little shout out to a couple of my buddies down at Stone Harbor Golf
Who's
Course.
Who's that? Okay.
So they've been faithful listeners, and they're checking us out on Facebook, and they're enjoying the show.
Good.
So let's jump into the replay.
Keep it up, guys.
So with the replay we have, it's a friend of mine from a long time ago. We just got reacquainted, and it was because of the show. She needed some help. So she is in another state right now, and she's having a little problem, but she just bought a house. And with the replay, we're going to talk about why she bought the house and some of the things she's going to be doing. So, Denise, thanks for coming on Your Valuable Home.
Welcome to the show, Denise.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So I always ask the first question with a lot of the homeowners, why did you buy this house?
I fell in love with it. I was recently divorced and needed a home for myself and my children, and it seemed to offer what we wanted. It was a floor plan that we wanted. It had a small pool in the backyard. I just walked in the door and fell in love with it.
And are you in a development?
I am.
So it's not in Pennsylvania, right? You're not in Pennsylvania.
It is not in Pennsylvania.
Okay, no. All right.
So when you moved, I mean, we talked about it a while. It's 20 plus years ago or 30 years ago when you had moved. You've been down in that area. And again, you said you were divorced. Now you're in a house where I guess it needs a lot of work, you said?
It sat empty for a while. There was a lot of work done before I bought it. But now that I'm getting into it, I'm finding that there are things that were left neglected because of the time that I guess it sat empty that I'm just now finding out about.
How many years was it empty?
I'm told about 2 or 2.5.
Not too bad.
So is it interior stuff or is it interior combined with exterior?
Some of the interior stuff was taken care of either right before I moved in or right after I moved in. My big problem now is that I'm having an irrigation problem, and I'm in the south where I need my irrigation to work regularly and reliably, and it hasn't been.
And that's going to lead us into the horror story, which we're going to get into how the contractors.
That's a problem down there if you've got a lot of humidity in the summertime.
With homes, whatever part of the country you're in, there's always going to be maintenance. And I know we talked about finding the right contractor to do certain services on your house. If it's going to be mechanical, painting, kitchens, bathrooms, siding, windows, anything you're going to need, we talked about finding the right contractor. And people today put this leap of faith in these contractors thinking that, hey, I'm going to go online and do these online referrals and find the best contractor here for me to get this job done. So,
Denise, is that where you went online to get a contractor?
I went online, and then when I needed a second one for the same job, I went to someone who I thought I trusted, and it was word of mouth. I went through three people and apparently got ripped off by all three after I got done talking to Kevin the other day.
Yeah, wait till we get into the horror story. It's going to be pretty neat. Yeah,
hold that for the horror story. It sounds like a doozy.
So what are some of the things you're going to be doing in the process of getting the house to where you like it? It seems the floor plan is everything you wanted, but there are some things, the changes you want to go into?
Eventually. I mean, if I stay here, I'd love to put a bigger patio in the backyard. I'd love to put some kind of roof or overhang off the back. There's no roof on the back. That's outside. And because I'm in the South, we spend a lot of time outside. I'm going to need to, there's a shed outside that needs to be taken down. But again, I'm a single mom. I have no clue how to go about doing any of that or removing any of that. And then there are some landscaping and yard things that need to be done as well.
Well, how long have you been
eventually,
in this area?
Eventually, I'd love to redo the kitchen too. 20 years, so 22 years.
What I always ask for a lot of people when they're in certain areas, how long you've been there? Because I'm sure contractors locally in the area, they've been around a while. And it's tough to find somebody that the online referrals is just it's a sales gimmick. I tell people right off the bat because you just don't know who they're sending out. And, you know, I did talk to a couple of the online referrals years ago, and I said, but listen, how do you police the activity? So if you have somebody who's...
They can't.
They're not. So I said, you're going to Florida, Texas, California to see the workmanship. Does it show up every day? No. And who knows what kind of work they're getting? So what I look at is you can go to your local township building, code enforcement. They're not going to be able to refer you to somebody, but they're going to be able to tell you if there's been problems.
If there's been a problem with that particular contractor.
And believe me, you might think it's one or two. The list is long. I mean, just in the area that I'm in, I talk to the townships. The list is very long. They can tell you the problems, but they can't tell you the referrals for good jobs. But then you can go to local supply houses. And the local supply houses are going to give you the better contractors that are paying the bill on time. They're not going to give you somebody who's going to...
Yeah, if they've been stiffed by somebody for 90 days or whatever, you're not going to get that name.
And they're probably not, you don't want to hire those people either. So we're just trying to be able to minimize a lot of these issues. Because I tell people, look, there's no guarantee to find the right contractor because, you know, you never know. But we just want to minimize that you don't get burned. And it seems like you just had three people that came out, three contractors, and they burned one after another.
Yeah.
So those are what I look at. I always say it's that leap of faith that people put into a contractor. Well, here's a question, because I don't want to get into the horror story. Are you putting large deposits down on these items, or are they billing you afterwards?
No, they kind of did this service that day, and then I handed them a check, thinking that it was fixed.
And it wasn't. Yeah, which, again, getting into the horror story with that. But the, again, it's not... It's a lot of people that are doing this.
No, but for some of the other stuff that she's got coming up, like you talked about maybe doing the kitchen, that kind of thing, or putting a patio in the back, you don't want to give somebody a lot of front money. You certainly don't want to give them cash.
Yeah, we had a lot of people that actually put cash in because they get these great deals. Hey, wow, this guy's 50% less than everybody. He just wants half the money up front in cash and no contract.
Do not do that.
But you know, people love this because they think they're getting a great deal. They put their head in the sand and... How can I beat that price? But next thing you know, then they're calling the show, and what do I do? I'm like, well, there's not much you can do at this point. But with today, finding that right contractor, and again, I know this is the replay. We're talking about a job, but this is all incorporated with the replay. To get that great job, I like people to come on the air and talk about the job, the kitchen, like even the kitchen you're going to be doing, why you're doing it, what are you looking at, what are your designs, what are your thoughts, and you really how to pick a contractor. We try to do that, again, to minimize these issues that I don't want you on the show for the horror story. I don't want anybody on a show for the horror story, but this is what it's leading into. But now, here's
I was just going to say, I know a lot in my own field. I don't know a lot about that. So when somebody comes out, I'm trusting that person is being honest and knowledgeable enough to give me the information I need, and they're being genuine about it. So I do. I trust someone that walks in my door and says, I'm a professional in this area.
Ooh, does his nose grow when he says that? That's usually the first indication.
No, but you have to check him out too. You have to check him out. You have to do some of the things that Kevin was just talking about. You know, call your township, call your local township, see if they've got any black marks against them. You know, ask them for jobs they did. If they say they've been in business for 20 years, ask them for a job they did 15 years ago. Right?
Good point.
And if the person says, don't go near that guy, then don't go near him. If they say, oh, yeah. You know, you put windows in for us, and we're still delighted with them. Then, you know, makes sense to maybe use that person.
That is a good idea when you're definitely
never give anybody a lot of money up front.
Yeah, even depending on what state you're in, but even still, you shouldn't be putting much money up. But Ron, like I said, we said on the show, that is a good point. So if somebody's there to do a service, you know, before you even call them up or before they get there, say, listen, how long have you been in business? Everybody says 30 years. Tell them, hey, listen, about 15 years ago, I'm sure you were working. Give me a township that you were in so I can go to that township,
absolutely,
see that your name's on that permit that you pulled 15 years ago. Then you'll know if that company's been in business that long. There's a lot of different ways to be able to check people out. Yes, you need to do your homework. But again, as I said to you and I said to my listeners, what is your homework? You do need to spend time, but there's just ways to find out about contracting.
Yeah, you can't make a leap of faith with contractors. You can do it when you buy a car because car brands, you know, it's all controlled and it's all done on an assembly line. This is all custom work. So a guy can screw it up, frankly. Right?
That could be a great possibility, yeah. But we want to try to minimize that. So that's what's going to lead it to the horror story that we're going to be doing with Denise because of how she's been taken. So we're trying to minimize that. So we'll get a little bit more into detail on it. But again, if you're going to be doing the kitchen, you're thinking about it's going to be your next project, I'd love to get you back on the air to talk a little bit more about ways that you can ensure yourself by minimizing that. And the steps that I always let people know, it really walks through from start to finish when you're getting a contractor, even in the developmental stage, so you don't have these problems. So you're listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and hang back for the horror story.
Yeah, stick with us, folks. This is a view.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Who do you trust in your home? Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets have served the tri-state area for 65 years. Nationally recognized for their excellence in installation and customer service, backing up their installations with lifetime warranties on windows, doors, flooring, and more. Let Tom Adams be your one-stop shop for home improvement projects. Right now, get no deposit, no interest financing for 3 years until the end of November. Find out more at TomAdamsWC.com. That's TomAdamsWC.com.
Looking for a home improvement contractor? Look at experience. We've got 30 years under the same name. Very unusual in this business. Look at their strengths. We excel at indoor projects like kitchens and baths, outdoor projects like siding, windows, and doors, even entire additions. We've introduced products for national manufacturers and won awards for our work. Look at who does the work. With VSP, the owner and the foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. Look for fair terms. VSP asks for no more money down than the law allows in this area. Our pricing is never the lowest and usually not the highest. We deliver great value for the money. Looking for a home improvement contractor who will produce what they promise? Look to VSP Home Remodeling. Call Kevin Kennedy at 215-364-3286 or email him at vsphome@verizon.net.
Now back to Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you have a question about a home project for our host, Kevin Kennedy, call him directly, 215-364-3286.
We're back, and you're listening to Your Valuable Home on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And thanks for coming back, and we're still with Denise talking about the situation she's having at her house in sunny Florida. So, yes, cat's out of
the bag. Oh, that's where you are, sunny Florida.
Yeah, it's out of sunny Florida.
I am. It's not sunny right now. It's raining, but...
Well, it's still sunny Florida, you know, that way you look at it. But we're going to make it happy because here's one of the things that we're going to talk about is ways that you can minimize that risk of getting ripped off. So tell us your story about how you've been ripped off so far.
I bought my house about 16 months ago. And again, when I moved in, it had been empty for a little while. The person I bought it from had done a lot to cosmetically fix it up inside. And my grass wasn't growing. And I started to get some notices from my homeowners association. I'm a single mom. I didn't want to have to run out and resod it. So I had someone come out, look at my irrigation system, told me what was wrong with it. They charged me somewhere between $300 and $500 and said it was fixed. A couple months later, it didn't seem to be working again. So I called someone else out. They came out, charged me somewhere in that $400 range. I paid them. They said it was fixed. I had a third person come out, do the same thing. Finally, last week, I was actually out of state on vacation. My parents were at my house. My dad called an old friend, had him drive more than an hour and a half to get to my house to look at the irrigation system because my father was convinced that it still was not running correctly because nothing is growing. And the guy opened up the motor and said, this hasn't been running in more than 4 years. she's been ripped off every time someone came out and said they fixed it and they charged her for it. So now, after, quote, having it repaired three times in the last year and a half, I'm now down to having to completely replace the motor. And then this man says, I don't even know what the rest of the system looks like because I have to replace this motor before we can even figure out what else is going on in the yard because if this hasn't been working, there's no water going anywhere.
This is one of those real money pit horror stories.
Well, yeah.
And again, I'm in Florida. It's hot. It's sunny. If I'm going to have any grass, I need an irrigation system that works regularly. And now my homeowners association is screaming because I've got dirt and weeds in my front yard and backyard.
Do you have
happy about it.
Green spray paint maybe you could put on there for temporary
right. Well, listen.
Yeah, when
I thought about it.
We had talked about it. It's simple. An irrigation system, it's simple. It's a timer and it's that pump. So, yeah, he's right. Once the pump's working, then it can see where the lines are going through. If they're clogged somewhere or they're broke somewhere, that part of the lawn's not going to get water. It's not rocket science. It's simple. But, yes, the motor has to be working. But what I'm more upset was that if the people are out charging you that money saying it's fixed and it's still not working, what are they charging you for? Now,
they're saying broken heads and, you know, digging something out that was buried. I mean, those are the things that I was told. And again, I don't know the first thing about it in the irrigation system. I trusted that somebody came out and fixed it for me because I needed it fixed and I needed it to work. And that wasn't the case.
Can you send me the invoices so I can take a look at them? I have no problems looking at them so I can understand what they had did. And from there, kind of, again, give you ammo to go back to them and say, listen, whatever you did, it's still not working. I mean, I don't mind paying, but if you're going to charge me for something, it should work.
Right.
So that's why I tell people a lot of this. If they're getting estimates, if they want to break down an estimate, I have no problems doing that for people. I know we're getting a lot of them at certain points, but if you send it at kevin@yourvaluablehome.net, I can help you minimize or break down that estimate because that right there is going to change the cost once I look at every estimate. So people do this a lot where they look at it and say, listen, I've got three estimates, one high, one low, one maybe in the middle price, but more on the high side. You know, they're all different prices. And I said, technically, they might not be because did you read what that estimate
or contract? What do the line items say? What are the line items on the estimate? Yeah, for our listeners, take them up on that. Kevin burns a midnight oil all the time doing this stuff for people, and he can be very helpful to you.
Yeah, and again, we're just trying to minimize having problems. Again, I hate people coming on the show and talking about a horror story because they got ripped off because I am a contractor. And with that, it just makes my job harder to sell to people when you're telling, hey, you're a contractor, and all the people here is and see on TV and listen on the show is bad contractors ripping people off. So that's some of the things that I can help you out with is that if you send that to me, then we can go back to them and say, well, listen, did you fix this? You know, we got another one out here, another contractor, and they said you didn't fix it. And just, again, it gives you more ammo to go back to them if they didn't do it. I'm sure nobody wants a tarnished name. Are they big companies that you hired in the beginning?
No, they're not.
Fly-by-nighters?
They're not. Probably, yeah.
You know what?
Again, it's a mistake, and I'm learning a hard lesson, and it's embarrassing to even admit it out loud.
Let me ask you this question. In Florida, everybody in your neighborhood's got to have like a pool, a sprinkler system, all that stuff. Had you checked with your neighbors in terms of getting a referral from your neighbors if you haven't been there for a long time?
No, it's kind of a smaller community that I live in, not just the neighborhood, but like the town itself. So I reached out to some other people I knew in town that I figured would have a decent referral.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of asked for referrals that way. I didn't go directly in my neighborhood, but it's a small town. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows everybody.
Everybody knows everybody.
Well, okay. Sometimes with an
HOA.
So
we know you're not in Miami.
Yes, definitely
not
Miami.
No, not Miami. Definitely not Miami.
There's 20 million people just in the downtown Miami when I was
well,
down there last
street,
year. Absolutely. But even the Homeowners Association should have a list of contacts. And I let a lot of the Homeowners Association say, listen, when you work with somebody in the development, I do this a lot in my area. I'm with a lot of homeowners associations because they trust me. They know they're going to get the right job. We never ask for any money down, even on big jobs. We're doing $20,000 jobs. I just signed about a week ago, and I said, no money down, just because it's a small job.
So even. you're not in an HOA community then, right?
I am in an HOA community, but I never would have thought to go to my HOA and ask for a referral.
Yeah, that's a good...
That never would have crossed my mind.
Going forward, there you go. That's why you listen to the show, right?
That's right.
So, but even with that, you can be a hero in that development by saying, listen, go to the HOA. Maybe we can get a reputable contractor to service everybody there. Not saying that you have to use them, but with that, you can get better pricing that way. So that contractor is going to be legitimate in the area because that's what he's going to be signed up for. And the HOA can recommend that. And then again, the HOA people that live there are going to be able to get a better price. I'm just thinking of different ways that
we can cover yourself. I live in an HOA community. We do the same thing. People help each other, you know, find the right people, find the right contractors.
And really,
that never would have crossed my mind.
That's what we're here for. It's just not you. There's everybody. They're bound to, time is very limited with the people's lifestyle, and they just want to be able to click a button, go online, and thinking they're going to get the great contractor that's out there. And really, I said they're on a couple times. I go on every once in a while, and I don't even know any of them that are on there. I might have seen a truck or two, but they're all new companies out there, and they've been bragging how they've been in business for 30 years. Everybody says 30 years, 30 years experience. And I know a couple of the people that I did talk to. I said to the one owner, I said, you're only 29 years old. How do you get 30 years experience? He said, simple. I've got 10 guys with 3 years experience. But he's not lying.
He's not lying.
But he's
not lying.
But I would definitely not hire him for that. But again, these are the questions I would be asking. If number one, because you do need a Florida license, you can always ask for everybody to say, hey, can I see your Florida homeowner's contractor license? Again, this way you can now go back to the state and say, hey, I'm having a problem with this contractor, and let them check into it. So then you don't have to do anything further. And this way you can eliminate somebody from happening to them. All right. So, well, thanks again for coming on Your Valuable Home.
Hopefully the next time we're going to be coming on with a happy story.
Yeah, let's do a happy story right after this.
That would be a great idea. Thank you guys for your help.
Take care.
Anytime. And you're listening to Your Valuable Home on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And to our listeners, hey, stick with us. If your house needs a new interior paint job, we got an expert loan from Benjamin Moore coming up.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Who do you trust in your home? Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets have served the tri-state area for 65 years. Nationally recognized for their excellence in installation and customer service, backing up their installations with lifetime warranties on windows, doors, flooring, and more. Let Tom Adams be your one-stop shop for home improvement projects. Right now, get no deposit, no interest financing for 3 years until the end of November. Find out more at TomAdamsWC.com. That's TomAdamsWC.com.
Welcome home. This is Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Hey, welcome back to Your Valuable Home here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. And Ron, it's time for the college.
We got a great one for you today. I mean, if you're thinking about sprucing up your house with new color, we got Andrea Magno on the phone. She's Director of Color Marketing and Development for Benjamin Moore. And they're based up in New Jersey, correct?
Yep, we are based out of Montvale, New Jersey.
Montvale, New Jersey. Good old Montvale. Andrea, I got a story for you here.
Make it short.
We had Benjamin Moore on Your Valuable Home about 3 years ago. At that time, my paint on my walls and my ceiling in my home, it was 15 years old. Well, that was 3 years. That's 3 years later, and it's still the same paint. So I must be one of your biggest fans, but one of your worst customers. I'm not spending money on fresh paint. So
maybe we can inspire you today. How about that?
All right, I'll tell you. I'll take some notes. Let's get right into this. You just announced the Benjamin Moore Color of the Year. It's about that time of the. It's the same time every year, isn't it?
Yep.
Is it out yet?
Yes.
Yeah, and we're gonna hear what it is, and it's called First Light 2102-70. Right.
Yep, that is it.
I knew that by looking at your website.
Very good.
And you're calling it the backdrop for a bright new decade. Hopefully it will be a bright new decade. Can you describe the color and where it works best?
Yeah, well, it's a really flattering, pretty color. It's a very soft blush kind of color. So, you know, it falls within the pink color family, but it's one where it's really interesting because it really acts as a neutral, and it can complement so many other materials and finishes and whatnot that people use in their rooms. But it doesn't scream pink. You know, it's something that's very soft. It really, really acts as almost a step beyond a neutral, and it gives this flattering glow to a room. So everyone in the room looks fantastic. So that's one of the things I like best about it.
Yeah, I'm starting to think in my mind, I want to walk into a room if I see blush. So that's what I was sitting when you said that. I'm sitting back thinking of it.
It's like a blush wine color, actually.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more pink then.
No, it's not really pink.
I'm not a wine drinker.
Can't call it pink.
I've never drank wine before, so I don't know.
It's definitely pinky, but we like to say blush just because, you know, a lot of times people will kind of take pink to the
Pepto-Bismol
girl color or something like that. But really, this color is so sophisticated, and it just makes a room really glow and look really, really quite beautiful.
Yeah, I can understand where that would be.
What colors would you accent that with? I mean, if we're doing a flooring, could you put a dark brown with it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it would look great with a really, really dark brown. You could do a walnut. What's interesting about it is how versatile it is. And you can pair a lot of different colors with it. You know, I mean, I think it would look fantastic with a navy. You could use it with other neutrals. You know, you could really, really kind of get a lot of different color schemes out of it just because it does have that softness. And so it can pair well with a lot.
Now, being blush like that, would a white ceiling flush it out a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, you could definitely do a white ceiling, or you could even, you know, we have over 250 whites, so what you could do is a white that has just a teeny tiny tinge of blush to it so that the two surfaces are complementing one another. That would be really, really pretty.
Can you share a little bit of background about how did that come about, that particular color, and how does it come about every year, and your color trends palette for 2020? How did that come about, too? Do you guys all get together and meet in a committee and make these decisions? How does it happen?
Yeah, so we have a team in our Montvale office, and we do a lot of traveling. We do a lot of research, you know, looking at colors. We're going to some of the shows in Europe. We're looking at retail. We're looking at every industry to kind of uncover what colors are really standing out and are most prevalent. But then the other piece of it is what's happening in the world, and then how can we relate that to color? And that's where a lot of the interesting conversations come from. And often when we have lots of literally thousands of images pinned up in our studio, certain colors tend to stand out to us as being really important for the coming year. And then what often happens is we start seeing them everywhere. So, you know, for me, we've been tracking pink for quite a while in these, you know, different variations on the blush and, you know, pinky kind of colors. But last year I was in Europe and seeing the way that this kind of color and some of the other colors from the palette were used in exteriors and in these different applications, you know, you just keep seeing a color over and over again. And it sends a signal to us that there's something to it. You know, there's something really interesting about it. And so it's this whole research and, you know, development kind of conversation that then leads us to figure out the overall palette for the coming year and picking the color that we want to highlight as the color of the year.
But the color of the year is like the key color in the palette, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's the one that we're really drawing the most attention to. That's kind of the highlight, you know, for it. But then we're also very mindful of the colors that we're pairing with it in the palette. So, you know, while I think the spotlight is always on the color of the year, there's often a lot of colors that make up the palette that I know I really love. And if the color of the year doesn't necessarily work for you, chances are maybe one of the colors in the palette is something that could spur on a new design idea or a color you want to introduce into your home.
Now, the palette, does that have darker colors in it too? Or is it just a matter of, it wouldn't be intensity of this one color. Are there other colors that are darker than that too that would complement this, the color of the year?
Yep. Yeah. So for this year, we chose 10 colors. And there's a range, you know, and we have some deeper colors, like we have a navy in there called Blue Danube. We have a deeper green called Cushing Green. And then there are some lighter colors and, you know, pastels. So basically, we want to put together a palette that has a nice balance to it. And it's one where you can create color combinations just from this curated group of colors.
So would you say, you mentioned Europe, and you know what? That's what it recalled to me when I saw what the color of the year was. Is there a European influence to this?
Yeah, well, that's one of the areas where we always travel. You know, we went to Dutch Design Week. We were in Budapest. We were in Milan, Paris. So, you know, there's definitely a European kind of, you know, research component. But then we're also going to shows right in our own backyard. You know, we'll go into shows in New York. You know, one of the ones we went to, we saw a lot of, you know, a similar kind of pink color and the other colors that are in the palette, too. So, you know, it's interesting to see how the influences from Europe come here. And now it's so much faster. You know, we're so, you know, we have so much access.
Instant communication. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
Okay. All right. How would this palette distinguish itself from a palette, say, that's appropriate to early American or mid-century, which is a lot of bold color, right? Am I right about that?
Yeah, you have a lot of kind of organic, earthy kinds of colors that are a lot of times associated with mid-century. You know, you'll have some sort of tomato-y reds and some wood tones and that kind of thing. But, you know, as far as this palette, I think there's a lightness and a freshness that makes it feel really modern. You know, we've seen it used, any of the colors in the palette, we've seen used in a little bit more pared down, kind of minimal sorts of interiors where people are really focusing on not having lots and lots of stuff, but just having, you know, selected good pieces of furniture and having this kind of less is more quality. But another thing that's great about it is that you can use these colors in a traditional home, a modern home, a transitional kind of style, and it's going, you know, you're going to be able to make it work. So, you know, we don't want to put forth a palette that's going to be too confining, I'd say, for one specific style.
You know, when I saw it and I looked at the palette too, that's what spoke to me. I'm saying to myself, this would work in a minimalist setting, you know, with probably modern furniture or contemporary furniture, whatever you want to call it.
Okay? I think it'll look great in your house. I think you ought to get rid of that yellow and go to that blush color.
I got a question coming up for Andrea because I am considering making a change. You know, we'll see.
Get rid of the question. That butternut gold that you have in the kitchen back from the 70s?
What this said to me was it's in a house that's, you know, nice, clean, modern lines, no grids on the windows, and somebody has selected that one big painting for the wall. Not a lot of little, you know, tchotchka art all over the place, but that one big painting that makes a statement in the room. Am I right about that?
Yeah, it would look great in that kind of space. Actually, the photography that we did was in, you know, the house itself wasn't particularly modern, but the way that they, you know, the house was decorated had a nice modern sensibility. So you kind of had that balance, which was pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still trying to rack in my mind how this color is going to affect, because I'm still trying to think of design styles. As a contractor doing a lot of kitchens and bathrooms, how the blush is going to work with a lot of the new tiles and cabinets and granite countertops that are out.
Mm-hmm. I think particularly in bathrooms and, you know, with, you know, I know for me, I've been seeing a lot of, you know, whites and creams and, you know, grays and those kinds of materials, like for countertops, or, you know, you see a lot of people doing kitchens and things with navy. So, you know, we have a great navy in the palette. You know, and it's a matter of figuring out where the colors make sense in the home, particularly first light. You know, I mean, I've been thinking about how great it would look in maybe a dining room if you were to paint the ceiling that color, you know, and if the rest of the room was more neutral, you have this kind of unexpected winter color, which would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I definitely can see it being used. I'm just trying to figure out how we're going to be able to. When I think of pink, mm-hmm. I think of when I was, back in 2005, I was working with Mastic Siding, and I launched their Cedar Discovery Dream Colors, and we did a bubblegum pink cedar siding, and that's what I'm thinking in my mind, and then we actually did a bubblegum stone, like this blush stone, exact same color that your color of the year is, in this stonework. Everyone calls it the Pepto-Bismol Pink House, which again, it looks great, but it's for them. So yeah. I'm trying to put around my mind, how can I sell these colors to my homeowners?
Yeah, and I think it's really a matter of, I mean, color is so subjective, you know, so everybody's going to look at the colors in the palette and beyond and have their own kind of association with them. But it's finding how it's going to really resonate for that particular homeowner and what they have in their home.
Denise, we're going to go to a break. We got to, and we'll be right back with you. You're listening to Your Valuable Home on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Who do you trust in your home? Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets have served the tri-state area for 65 years. Nationally recognized for their excellence in installation and customer service, backing up their installations with lifetime warranties on windows, doors, flooring, and more. Let Tom Adams be your one-stop shop for home improvement projects. Right now, get no deposit, no interest financing for 3 years until the end of November. Find out more at TomAdamsWC.com. That's TomAdamsWC.com.
Looking for a home improvement contractor? Look at experience. We've got 30 years under the same name. Very unusual in this business. Look at their strengths. We excel at indoor projects like kitchens and baths, outdoor projects like siding, windows, and doors, even entire additions. We've introduced products for national manufacturers and won awards for our work. Look at who does the work. With VSP, the owner and the foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. Look for fair terms. VSP asks for no more money down than the law allows in this area. Our pricing is never the lowest and usually not the highest. We deliver great value for the money. Looking for a home improvement contractor who will produce what they promise? Look to VSP Home Remodeling. Call Kevin Kennedy at 215-364-3286 or email him at vsphome@verizon.net.
If you're starting a home project, let Your Valuable Home help you avoid the pitfalls of a bad decision. Now back to Ron Milk and contractor Kevin Kennedy.
Thanks and welcome back. And you're listening to Your Valuable Home here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And we're talking to Andrea Magno from Benjamin Moore about how you can dress up your home with their new colors for 2020. Andrea, what are some of the moods or emotions that colors evoke?
Well, it's really interesting because it's very different for everyone. You know, sometimes people's opinion on what color is going to make for something really relaxing or tranquil differs from one person to the other. But generally speaking, we find that cooler blues and greens and those kinds of colors are very comforting. They're, you know, fan favorites and what people like to surround themselves with. Whereas, you know, you have other people who want to have, you know, more bold or sunny kinds of colors in their home, and they're going to opt to more of the warmer hues. So it's really picking out the colors that resonate with you the most.
All right, so what's the key to picking the right color for any room? Is it the lighting? Is it the finish? Is it the amount of windows you have in that room? What is it?
Well, I think it's really kind of taking a hard look at the room and figuring out, you know, lighting, like you said, is extremely important. And it's kind of categorizing, you know, what does the light look like in the morning versus in the evening? What kind of artificial lighting are you going to have in there? And taking the time to sample a color in a room is huge. You know, that's the way that you're going to best understand what the finished product is going to look like. And a lot of times people don't take that extra step and they'll just pick a color and they won't really take the time to figure out how it's going to look. And then that can lead to a mistake. So, you know, I definitely encourage doing the sampling.
Yeah, well, one thing I always do with it when I tell them to do the sample is that sometimes, like if you have a different colored carpet, maybe like a beige or a grayish color, and you do a color on the walls, that color from the reflection of the light is going to change the color on the walls.
It is. It's going to have an impact. Or even if there's a lot of trees, and if you've got lots of windows and there's a lot of trees outside and it's the summer and you want to do a white, well, that greenish cast can actually reflect onto the wall.
Onto the wall, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
It's lime.
Should you live with a color first before you, you know, splash it all over your walls?
I think you have to live with it for too long, but I think you just need to give a good assessment where, you know, you've seen it on a cloudy day, you've seen it on a sunny day, so that you're making an informed decision.
All right. How about a go-to color? Do you have one of those?
Well, one of our top-selling colors that is a go-to is Revere Pewter,
yep.
8172. Yep. Everybody loves
Kevin,
that.
Kevin's smiling that. And shaking his head here at the same time.
Yeah, no, that's a really good one, just because it works in so many rooms with so many colors. That's definitely a fan favorite. You know, I mean, a lot of our off-white collection is quite popular. You know, Balboa Mist, Cloud White is another good one, Simply White. You know, those are all definitely fan favorites. But then also, you know, Hail Navy, some of the navies are real go-tos lately, just because people are getting a little bit more daring with using darker colors.
All right. Can you give us an overview? How many different collections do you have, and why?
Well, we have a number of collections, and it's really kind of evolved over the years. So we have the Benjamin Moore Classics, which is probably one of our most popular color systems, just because all of the colors are really livable, and that has kind of evolved from many, many decades. And then Color Preview, those colors are a little bit more bold, a little bit cleaner, you know, depending upon what you're looking for. Historical Collection is super popular. I think lots of people use those colors for exteriors. And then the off-whites make for a great one-stop shop for choosing a white to work with, you know, another white or, you know, another color from our palette. And then the Affinity colors, which are all designed, it's 144 colors that are designed to be harmonious. So it makes it really easy to make color combinations within that one collection.
Yeah, I'd like to make note of the fact that everything we're talking about here, you have a magnificent website, by the way.
Thank you.
And what are some of the tools on the website that aid the process, the whole process of choosing a color?
Well, we want to put forth information that's going to help to address the questions that people have. You know, so we have articles on there that go through each color family and call out some of the favorite colors within the color families, popular colors. You know, we have some different tools on there that can help to visualize what a room is going to look like with a given color. So, you know, if you take the time to bounce around to some of the different sections, there's a lot there that will answer a lot of frequently asked questions when it comes to color.
There are a lot of older homes out there that were built in the 70s and 80s, all with low ceilings and everything. Say one from the 70s, with walled-off rooms and low ceilings. How would you choose paint colors to give that kind of a home a more open and modern feel?
Well, I think if you're using a smaller color palette in order to have less of a transition from one room to the next. So in other words, you know, maybe choose three colors that you're using throughout the floor plan, because when you're chopping everything up with a big color jump from one room to the next, the eyes have to adjust, you know, you kind of have to do a lot of work to say, okay, we're going from red to green. You know, if you have the lighter, brighter kind of colors going from one room to the next, it's going to feel more open, it's going to feel lighter. And so I think that's probably a good starting point if, you know, you do have lower ceilings and, you know.
Yeah, my color scheme, which is yellow on yellow on yellow, is basically monochromatic, you know. And
yep.
The reason I did it is because I get so much light in there and it just really brightens things up.
Yeah.
Well, lighting is a key with any of the colors that you're going to be using, because it's amazing how
when you put those hi-hats on with yellow, it's just wow.
It pops.
Know? Yeah.
And I, because a lot of people say to me, hey, listen, I don't want to go with those darker colors for it's going to be too dark. And I said, well, no, not actually. It's going to look great if you have the correct lighting.
Yep.
As long as you have enough light, you can put black on the walls. If you have enough lighting in it, the room's going to be well lit.
Yep.
And it will show that color a lot better.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree with that. Okay. What's the worst mistake anybody can make when you pick pink colors? Is there a way to fix that?
Well, I think the biggest problem is not looking at the color in their lighting. You know, if they're just making a decision based on standing in front of the chip display and saying, oh, well, this one looks good. Let's go with that. I like it here. You could get home and it could look completely different just purely because of the light. So, you know, taking the time to look at it in your own home is really, really huge.
Yeah, I'm thinking in my mind one of the biggest mistakes, and this is for my listeners. When you do bring that paint home, don't use a mop to put that sample up on your walls, because it takes a lot more for that contract to come fixed.
That's true.
I couldn't tell you how many times we start a kitchen and I say, listen, go to the Benjamin Moore store, go pick out some paints. And you know, if you want to pick the color, I'll pick everything up, but just pick the color for me. So they get there and they put the samples on the walls and it looks like they grabbed like a big thick mop and then put it all over the walls. And I'm like, oh boy, this isn't going to look good. They said, well, why? I said, because it's so thick, you've got to be able to spread it out. No matter what kind of paint it is, you've got to apply it correctly.
Yep. And one of the things that we suggest people do is paint it on a piece of foam core or poster board or something, so they have a big sample and they can move it from one wall to
the
next.
That's a great idea. Smart idea. Yeah, that's a very cool idea.
Yep, and it makes your life easier. So it doesn't look like the move.
And it makes the contractor's life a lot easier too.
Yes.
What's your best advice now on choosing a painter for listeners who are not inclined to doing the painting themselves? And I would be one of those people.
Well, you know, I know there's a lot of word of mouth that goes on, you know, so if someone, a friend or somebody has had a great experience, then, you know, call that person. And the other thing that I've found is a lot of contractors are on social media. So you can really quickly go on there and get a sense of their work and the kinds of projects that they do and that sort of thing. You know, it's not just blindly choosing a name out of a list, you know, so you can kind of have a good sense of who they are and what kind of work they've done, even in your immediate area.
It's good advice. Yeah, we spend a lot of time talking to people about how to pick the contractor the right way, that kind of thing.
Yeah, pick the right painter. So I want to thank you and Benjamin Moore. Thank you, because I'm a firm believer. I love Benjamin Moore
and
paint.
And me too. This has been Benjamin Moore 101, Interior Paint 101. Great information. Can you guys come back soon to talk about exterior paints and stains?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Awesome.
Love it.
So thanks again. Thanks for our audience for listening to the segment with Benjamin Moore. And I'd like to give one shout out to my boys over at the Benjamin Moore store, Chris and Rob, who sell me all my Benjamin Moore paint. And thanks for our listeners for coming back to Your Valuable Home.
All right. We're going to bring the curtain down on this episode of Your Valuable Home. We hope you enjoyed listening and you learned a little something too today.
Thanks for listening to Your Valuable Home, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Kraus at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.